Menachos Perek Vav Mishnah Hey 6-5. Now we're going to talk about how we obtain the flour from the raw grain. That's the first half of our Mishnah here. And it says, Kol Menachos Tu'unos Shalosh Me'os Shifa. You have to rub it, meaning the grain, 300 times. Rubbing it, meaning you take your hand and rub it against, like, and rub the grains against the kli, against, and you kind of, that's to remove that chaff, that hard, totally inedible, you know, fibrous material that surrounds the grain of wheat or barley. V'chamesh me'os be'ita. And also 500 times you're going to essentially pound it. Be'ita typically means kick, but here it means pounding. You do the pounding essentially with the heel of your hand, like called the, you know, the bottom of the palm of your hand, which is hard. And you'd pound it. The idea is, again, you're going to now get it ready, the pulp ready, to turn it into proper flour. How does those numbers 300 and 500 work? So there's a rhythm. There's a rhythm to the rubbing and the pounding. What happens is essentially you rub it once and pound it twice. Rub it twice and pound it three times. That's like one set. So if you add up the rubbings, it's rubbing it once, pounding it twice, rubbing it twice. So it's 1 + 2 = 3. So three rubbings in a cycle. And you're gonna rub it once, pound it twice, then rub it twice, pound it three times. So you have 2 poundings + 3 poundings = 5 poundings. In a cycle. So if you do that 100 times, your 3 rubbings and 5 poundings will become 300 rubbings and 500 poundings, and that's what the Mishnah has in mind. You're doing it 100 times. Okay? Says the Mishnah, Vashifa Vabeita Bachitim. We're talking about specifically the rubbing and pounding of the kernels themselves, the wheat kernels themselves, as opposed to the kneading of the dough. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Pebatik. Rabbi Yossi says, no. The dough also needs to be rubbed and pounded 300 and 500 times respectively. That's how the Mishnah reads as we have in front of us. That's how Tosfos goes, the correct Girsa, based on another Brisa. The Bar Tanura says the word af shouldn't be here. So the Bar Tanura learns as a machlokus between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi of which of the two. Is it the grains or the dough that needs the rubbing and pounding? Tanakhama says it's the grains, and Rabbi Yossi says it's the dough. The Rambam, who had another variant text, so he understands that the rubbing applies both to the grains and the dough, but the pounding only applies to the dough. Okay, that's how the Rambam learns. Halacha would be like Rabbi Yossi, so I guess like the Rambam, I guess. Okay? I guess we follow the Rambam. Halacha. Further says the Mishnah, we're going to talk about when you take your mincha, you make your recipe, you have your iseron, typically of flour, and you have your lug of oil, you make your dough, maybe adding water, depending on what you're making. Okay, you know, you're going to take that batch of dough and divide it into, I'll call them loaves, right? Or, you know, maybe pancakes or crackers, whatever you're making. The point is, you're not going to make one gigantic one, you're going to make a series of smaller ones. The question is, how many smaller ones? So there are two possibilities suggested by the Pesukim, because we have some menachos, which the Pasuk says should be divided into 12 loaves. That would be namely the Minchas Chavitin, the Kohen Gadol's daily offering. We said 12 loaves, half morning, half afternoon. And also Lechem Apanim are 12 loaves that sit on the Shulchan from week to week. Now, that's 12. But there are other Menachos which explicitly are 10 loaves, namely the Toda, the Thanksgiving offering, is accompanied by a total of 40 loaves of bread. Each one, it's 4 different types of Mincha. Each of 10 loaves. You see the 10 loaves in the Todah's breads. And similarly, the Nazir, when he brings his korban, it's accompanied by 20 loaves of bread of 2 different types, 10 loaves each. That's another 10 loaves. So the Psukim have some menachos having 10, some menachos having 12. And the question is, what about the other menachos which aren't explicit in the Psukim? If a person volunteers to bring a soles, mincha soles, or a marcheshes, machvas, you know, whatever it is, mafatunner, so then how many loaves should it be made into? 10 or 12? That's a machlokas here. Inside it says, Kol menachos baos eser eser. The first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says, you divide all those into 10 loaves. Chutz melechem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol. The exceptions of the two that the Pesukim say 12. Shem baos p'shtei mesra. They come as 12. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's always 10 except for the chavite and the kohen gadol and the lechem apanim because the pasuk says 12. And Rav Meir says, no, kulan baos shtei misre, they come 12 loaves, always, with the exceptions, chutz mechalos toda v'nehanaziros, the loaves that accompany the the Todah offering and the Nazir's offering, because those Shehen Baos, Eser Eser, they come 10. Those two loaves come. Those two Korbanos are accompanied by loaves divided 10, not 12. Now, the rationale of the Machlokas is that the Tanakhant, Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion, so he says, listen, when we're trying to figure out which to learn from, it makes sense to learn other menachos from the loaves that are brought by the with the Todah and the Nazir, because those are pretty much the same. They're very similar to other menachos. Like, everything about them is pretty much the same thing, how they're made. You know, they have the analogs. As opposed to the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Lechem, which are really pretty unusual as far as menachos go. They don't even go on the Mizbeach, right? And there's no kmitz taken from them. And, like, they're just different. So why would you learn from those 12 very unusual menachos when you can learn from the basically very common, seemingly, or very similar menachos of the Todah and the Nazir? However, Reb Meir says, well, I'll tell you, there's a great reason why not to learn from those, because from the Todah and the Nazir, because those menachos are very unusual in that they're kachim kalim. Those are eaten by the owner who brings it and his friends, whatever, the Todah's friends, the bringer of the Todah's friends. But your typical mincha is kachim kalim. Excuse me, kache kachim. And as kache kachim, it's like a different, it's like a whole different world in terms of, you know, how things are considered. And that's regular menachos, or kachim kache kachim. So therefore, says Reb Meir, we should learn from the minchas chavit and the Kohen Gadol and the lechem hapanim that's it there, because those are kachim kachim, like other menachos. Okay, that's the base of the machlokas. And his halacha is like the first opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which means we do it into 10 loaves, not 12. The only 12 loaves that we have are the lechem apanim and the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol.